You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
There is a place in the Bible called Lodabar. Lodabar was a town that people today would consider a ghetto. The sad but significant thing about this place is it's a place for the poor, sick, destitute, homeless, and crippled. It's a place for outcasts in society, or those considered to be the worst of the worst. It's a place for the forgotten. And the name Lodabar literally means no communication, no word. Now, the story of Mephibosheth in 2 Samuel brings us to this town of Lodabar. Mephibosheth's father, Jonathan, was killed in a battle along with his father, King Saul. It was a battle where the dynasty was overthrown, and normally when royalty is overthrown, they tend to wipe out the entire family. Mephibosheth's nurse heard the news about the death of his father and grandfather, so she grabbed the 5-year-old boy and fled in a panic. While she was doing so, she dropped him. The child became lame in both of his feet. His injury was untreated, so his bones never had the chance to set right, and he was crippled for the rest of his life. Now the child was taken to that place, Lodabar. He no longer had the title of royalty or a private nurse to personally care for him. He was at the mercy of everyone, and because of that, he was dropped. He was dropped right into a place for the sick, the crippled, the destitute. He was dropped and forgotten. Many of us in the body of Christ have experienced disappointment, heartaches, misunderstanding, loneliness, and abandonment. We placed our trust in people who were supposed to have our best interest at heart and told us that they wouldn't fail or leave us. They said that they would always be there and to call them no matter what, and they'd come through. In the end, they failed, and we had to start all over again. These individuals caused us to harden our hearts to the point where layers of distrust have to be stripped away before we can love again. It's all because we, too, have also been dropped. Mephibosheth was dropped by the very person who was entrusted to care for him. This person was supposed to protect, nurse, and help him put his clothes on each day. She was supposed to care for him like he was her own child until he was of age because he was royalty. But somehow, he ended up dropped, crippled, neglected, and left in a town called Lodabar. Some of you have been dropped. You have been hurt. Some of you have been left out to dry and seeking the mercy of others. God knows I know what it feels like to be dropped. I know what it feels like to trust someone and think that they would have my back, only to find out that they were lying all along. Some of us have experienced this with family, close friends. Truth be told, there are even some of us that feel like the Lord has dropped them. It is one of the worst feelings in the world. Beloved, I came to encourage you today and to tell you that you can and will recover from being dropped. And
you just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job post seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/PODKATZ13. Just go to Indeed.com/PODKATZ13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Being dropped means you've been disappointed. You've been misled and lied to so much that you are crippled in your spirit. You put your trust in all the wrong places, people, and things. Many of you have experienced this, and it is through no fault of your own. But now you find yourself in Lodabar. You find yourself in a place where you're isolated. You're at war internally, smiling on the outside but crying on the inside. You are somehow in Lodabar with no communication, and you don't even see a way out. It was that girlfriend or boyfriend who told you that they would always be there. They told you they would marry you, but instead cheated and left you for someone else. It was that lying spouse that spends up all the rent money and then leaves you destitute and in despair. It was that boss that keeps telling you that you will get a raise, but that raise never comes through. You find yourself dropped. I know it hurts. It is unknown how many years Mephibosheth lived in Lodabar, but one day King David wanted to show mercy to those who were left of the house of King Saul and his friend Jonathan. He sent messengers and found out that Mephibosheth was living in Lodabar. So King David restored his inheritance in 2 Samuel 19 and allowed him to live at the king's palace and offered him a seat at the king's table all the rest of his days. Can you imagine having to live all those years in a place of destitution, knowing your heritage, having to be at the mercy of other people continually because of something that happened to you that was no fault of your own? Some of us have had to fend for ourselves because of a rough upbringing. Some of you have been left by those who said that they loved you. Now you are stuck in a place called Lodabar. It is barren and seems like everyone that tries to help you ends up dropping you again. You date and date, but never seem to get married. Your marriage is failing and falling apart even though you are giving it your all. Your business is going under and you are on the brink of shutting down. You've been applying for job after job and still haven't gotten hired. You call friends and they are nowhere to be found. There's no communication from anyone. It's just you, and it seems like there's no way out. It even feels as though God has forgotten you. That's Lodabar. I said all this to say this, people of God. Through all this pain and heartache, you are not forgotten. You are not alone. God sees, hears, and knows all of your heartache. He knows the numbers of hairs on your head and the quantity of tears you have cried. He loves you and cares for you. The Bible says in Jeremiah 29, verse 11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." While we are in Lodabar, we must declare this to ourselves. Don't let the enemy trick you into believing that this is the end. It is a lie. This is not the end. Your best, my best, our best is yet to come. Even though you may have been dropped and it seems like you won't ever be whole again, trust God. Use this time of being in Lodabar to praise Him for what He is going to do. Use this time to forgive those who have wronged you. The Bible says in Isaiah 49, verses 14 through 16, "But Zion said, 'The Lord has forsaken me, and my Lord has forgotten me.' Can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, yet I will not forget you. See, I have inscribed you on the palm of my hands. Your walls are continually before me." Let's think about this, saints of God. The Lord says that we are inscribed in the palm of His hands. That word inscribed means to write, engrave, or to make a lasting record of. God has us engraved in the palm of His hands. Not only did He inscribe us, but He died for us on the cross. He sees us every time He looks down into the palms of His hands, where they hammered the very nails that hung Him from the cross. The markings from those nails are the walls that are ever before Him, so He simply cannot forget us.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.